Hello, my name is Anav, and I will be your teacher for this Linkword Hebrew course. You will be presented with words like this. The Hebrew for elephant is pil. Imagine an elephant eating orange peel. You must picture this in your mind's eye for about 10 seconds until the next word comes in. After you have been given a set of words, you will be tested on what you have done. Don't worry about not getting all the words right. No one gets all the words right the first time. Now just relax and enjoy yourself. The first set of words are to do with animals. The Hebrew for elephant is pil. Imagine an elephant eating orange peel. The Hebrew for donkey is chamor. Imagine hitting a donkey with a hammer. The Hebrew for camel is gamal. Imagine a camel on the Israeli flag. Please remember that when you are given an Israeli flag as a part of the image, the word is the same or similar in Hebrew and English. The Hebrew for goose is avaz. Imagine putting a vase over a goose. The Hebrew for duck is barvaz. Imagine sticking a duck in a bar vase on the bar counter. The Hebrew for cow is para. Imagine a parachute with a cow descending from it. The Hebrew for bull is par. Imagine a bull playing golf and getting par for the course. The Hebrew for goat is ez. Imagine seeing a goat through a heat haze. The Hebrew for dog is kelev. Imagine a dog which you must kill if you catch it. The Hebrew for cat is chatul. Imagine a cat with a tool. Now, what is the English for hatul? Cat, kelev, dog, ez, goat, par, bull, para, cow, barvaz, duck, avaz, goose, gamal, camel, chamor, donkey, pil, elephant. Now what is the Hebrew for cat? Chatul, dog, kelev, goat, ez, bull, par, cow, para, duck, barvaz, goose, avaz, camel, Gamal, donkey. Chamor, elephant. Pil. Elementary grammar. In Hebrew, all nouns or things are either masculine or feminine. If they are feminine, they usually end in an a sound, but there are exceptions. So for example, pil is masculine, para is feminine.